Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Hello and a very good morning to you, wherever you may be. Sam Jelinek with you here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Game 2 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds will try to make it 5 wins in a row for just the second time this season. Here this morning, after taking the series opener off the Mudcats yesterday, where basically Delmarva had everything working. A 7-3 win for the Shorebirds, their fourth win in a row. Connor Grady posted a quality start as he went 6 innings, allowing just 3 runs, 1 earned, while striking out 5. The offense pounded out 12 hits, 8 extra base hits, a season high. Elio Prado and Frederick Bencozme each hit their first home runs of the season. And Trenton Craig posted a 3-hit game, while Dylan Hyde threw the final 3 innings in scoreless fashion to pick up the save for the Shorebirds. 7-3 win for Delmarva as they coasted after falling behind 2-1. Shorebirds outscored the Mudcats 6-1 down the stretch in order to pick up the victory. So the Shorebirds will try to make it 500 wins in a row here tonight. But before we get to today's matchup, let's go ahead and jump into our pregame interview today. Talked with Shorebirds starting pitcher Connor Grady, who picked up the win yesterday. Connor is approaching just over a year since he's been drafted by the Orioles, and now in his first full season with Delmarva, has started to turn a page here of late. So we'll go ahead, step aside, and let Connor do the talking. It's our pregame interview here today. It's Shorebirds starting pitcher Connor Grady. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds starting pitcher Connor Grady. Connor, you pitched the Shorebirds to a win yesterday, your second quality start of the season. And that was one of those starts where you actually started off with the homer, allowed another run in the very next inning, but then after that, settled back in. What does it take once you get off to a good start, hit a little hiccup to kind of hit the reset button and find your way through a nice, good outing?
I think it's really important to get ahead in the count, and that opens up a lot of other possibilities for the at-bat. But I feel like yesterday, pitching backwards was really important for me, and just keeping them off balance, making them guess.
And you were doing that pretty early and often. One of the at-bats that impressed me the most was your pitch sequences against Jackson Chourio, because I have no idea if you know Chourio's stature in the game right now. He's going to the Futures game this upcoming Sunday, top prospect in all of baseball, and you made him look pretty silly. When you first start an at-bat where you are pitching backwards like that, do you try to take into account kind of the batter's body language on how they're accepting some of those off-speed offerings?
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, I did not know about that, but 100%. It makes a big difference, but if you can read that you're throwing soft away and they're just taking with as if they knew it was coming, then you know that you have to show them something and move them back off the plate so that it opens up the away. And you could throw the same pitch, but if they're ready for it, then it's not going to matter.
How helpful is it then that this is the first time that you've seen the Mudcats this season? Mm-hmm. They haven't really seen your arsenal. They didn't really know. Yes, they have a scouting report, but it's another thing when they get in the box and finally see for the first time, oh, man, he's, you know, first time through the order, he's showing us everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely like that aspect better when you get to, like, go against a lineup that doesn't really know much about you. But vice versa, I don't know much about the hitters either. But I try to not worry about who's in the box and just throw what I can, and whatever happens, happens.
I noticed once you were going out for the sixth inning that with the Shorebirds having a 4-2 lead at the time, they'd actually scored more runs in that game than they had for you in your prior 3 starts combined. Is that something you ever notice?
Honestly, no, not really. But yesterday, the run support was great. It was all we needed to get that game.
And obviously, as of late, the pitching has been great. The Shorebirds haven't needed too many runs. It was all one-run wins last week. What's it been like here this past week? I know, obviously, it's been a rough first half of the season, but now 4-game winning streak, the vibes seem pretty immaculate.
Oh, yeah. No, the pitching staff's getting after it. We're competing every day trying to get better. So
this upcoming weekend, Sunday begins the 2022 MLB draft. It's almost been a year since you've been drafted. What have you kind of made of your first full year of being a pro?
I know, it's crazy to think about that it's already almost been a year. But I mean, that's the goal, is to just learn something new every day and try to improve. we're all just trying to get to the next level, and there's only one way to do that, and that's working and getting better. So,
what's the biggest difference, you think, between the Connor Grady that first came to the Shorebirds now about a year ago versus the one standing in front of me now?
Ooh. I would say it's I've learned a lot more about the pitching aspect of it versus just the throwing aspect of it. And just learning how to improve on certain pitches, whether it be movement or location, things like that. Just honing in on something and really focusing on something and improving that one thing first before you can move on to other things has been a key takeaway so far.
Well, Connor, congrats on the great outing last night. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welmarva back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Thanks again to Connor Grady for giving us the time earlier this morning. Hopping on the pregame show. Connor with the win last night, the quality start, his second of the season, helping pitch the Shorebirds to their fourth consecutive victory. Time for the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First up, Delmarva Shorebirds. Luis Valdez will lead it off. He'll play second base. Then Ali Obrado in center field hits second. Frederick Bencozme is the shortstop. He'll be batting third. Isaac De Leon is the first baseman, batting fourth. Trenton Craig in left field bats fifth. Noelbert Romero, the third baseman, hits sixth. Steven Acevedo out in right field bats seventh. Aaron Zinplacencia, his first look back in the lineup since being at the Shorebirds roster yesterday. He'll bat eighth. And Patching batting ninth. And Davey Cruz is on the mound for the Shorebirds, making the start here today. Cruz, no record, but a 2.19 ERA so far this season. On the flip side, the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Carolina Mudcats. Hendry Mendez leads it off. He is the center fielder. Batting second, Jefferson Caro, the DH, bats second. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, hits third. Jesus Chirinos, he homered in yesterday's game. He'll play first base and bat cleanup. Jose Cibrian does the catching, batting fifth. Hedbert Perez is out in left field, batting sixth. Oswald Leonis, the right fielder, bats seventh. Luis Silva in the lineup, batting eighth and playing third base. And Jeremy Vargas is the second baseman, batting ninth, rounding it out for Steven Cruz on the mound for the Mudcats. The battle of the Cruz is here today. Davey on the mound for the Shorebirds, no record, a 2.19 ERA. Steven Cruz on the bump for the Mudcats, 3-3 with a 4.28 ERA here this season. Mudcats have started to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue's Luxury Suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pelzer, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
A very good morning to you. Hope you're enjoying your coffee, having a good day at work, because it's about to get just a little bit better as it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Shorebirds taking on the Carolina Mudcats in game two of this six-game series, trying to make it five wins in a row for just the second time this season. Shorebirds at 27-54 overall, 6-10 in the second half. No longer in the cellar in the Northern Division of the Carolina League. They are tied for fourth with the Mudcats. Carolina 6-10 in the second half as well. They are 40-42 here in the 2022 season as well. And Carolina sends Steven Cruz to the mound to start this one here on this morning camp day game here from Five County Stadium. It's Steven Cruz on the hill for the Mudcats, comes in with a 3-3 record, a 4.28 ERA. He's on the hill, and this is the defense that lines up behind him to start it out. It's Edbert Perez out in left field. Henry Mendez is in center. Oswell Leonis is in right. Luis Silva plays third base with Eduardo Garcia over at shortstop. Jeremy Vargas is the second base over at first. And Jose Cibrian does the catching for Cruz out on the hill. Steven Cruz, 6'2", 165 pounds, 20 years old, out of Managua, Nicaragua. Get it right eventually there. He is making his 11th start of the season. He is 3-3 with a 4.28 ERA so far in the campaign. 48 and a third innings. He's struck out 54 and walked just 10. 50 hits, 23 runs all earned. And the big problem for him has been the home run ball. He's given up 8 so far this season. Shorebirds offense that has certainly had their way with extra base hits so far in the series against Mudcats pitching. We'll try to tee off on Cruz here in this one. Luis Valdez strides the plate to lead it off. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Shorebirds in their alternate black uniforms. D-Bird logo on the left chest. Orange piping up the middle. Orange numbers on the back with gray pants. Orange and black piping up the side. Cruz into his wind from the first base side. The first pitch of the game. It's a fastball up and away, and we're underway. Just a couple minutes late at 11:04 here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Valdez had another multi-hit game yesterday. His second straight game with one. The pitch, little half swing, went around on a fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Valdez comes into today hitting .271, a .697 OPS, leads the league in stolen bases with 42. The pitch, Valdez swings and chops it foul, first base side, down the count, a ball and two strikes. Infield plays Valdez to pull, third baseman Silva way off the line, now playing back with two strikes on Luis. Cruz from the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals the pitch. Misses outside with a changeup, and the count's even at 2. Mudcats in their alternate red uniforms. Mudcats in white across the front with white numbers on the front and back. Black hat for the Mudcats with a red bill. 2-2 pitch. Valdez takes high for ball 3. Weren't a whole lot of walks in yesterday's game. Mudcats pitching staff issued just 3. Shorebirds pitching staff likewise issuing 3 in the game. 3-2, catcher sets up away. Here's the payoff pitch. And Valdez hits it in the air down the left field line, slicing towards the corner. The left fielder Perez by the sidewall has just enough room to reel it in fair territory as the sidewall down left field line it comes right up against fair territory. And Perez able to keep his bearings, put it away, and there's one gone to begin the game. Brings up Elio Prado. Elio coming off of one of his best games of the season, was 2-for-4 last night. RBI double and the solo homer, doubling his extra base output of the entire season. First pitch to him. Takes a slider outside for ball 1. One out here at the start of the game. Prado standing in, bases empty. Hitting .224 from the right side, .656 OPS. Cruz the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball 2. Prado's homer yesterday was his first of the Shorebirds. Had hit 4 down in the Dominican Summer League over his time with the Red Sox and the Orioles. 2-0. Fastball, can't get the call up and away. 3 balls and no strikes. Calling balls and strikes here in this one, it's Jalen Goodman. His partner Charlie Welling currently down the first base line. The rock in the 3-0. Prado taking all the way. It's a fastball, letter high on the inside corner for strike 1. One out, nobody on, top of the first. Steven Cruz, long black sleeves, black glove, hands together at his chest. Winds and fires the 3-1, and it's high for ball four. And just like yesterday, Prado, who walked in his first plate appearance, draws a walk here with one out in the first. Brings up Frederick Benkozme. Benkozme, like Prado, also homering in yesterday's game for the first time this season with the Shorebirds. Now one homer, 14 driven in, hitting 361, 849 OPS through 27 games played. Cruz from the stretch for the first time deals home, and Benkozme out in front pulls it foul out of play, first base side. No balls, one strike. It's good to see Benkozme starting to pull the ball just a little bit more. We talked about it yesterday after he hit his homer. He has such good plate awareness and barrel control for a 19-year-old, but tends to manifest itself sometimes in very defensive swings. Prado at first, here's the 0-1. And Benkozme takes high, 1-1. And it seems as if over the past week or so, Benkozme's intent at the plate has gone from, can I barrel up a baseball and get a base hit, to can I barrel it up and do damage? Cruz, letter high set, now drops the hands to the belt, throws over to first, and Prado back in with the dive. Elio hasn't stolen too much since coming off the IL, just 1-for-1 stolen bases. Does have really good speed, but the history of leg injuries has been pretty reluctant to run. The set and the pitch. And Benkozme drills another one deep out to right. Leones goes back, looks up at the wall. It's off the base of the wall. Prado around second, makes his way to third. And Benkozme in standing at second with a wall ball double. Another extra base hit this week for Frederick Benkozme. And the Shorebirds in business to start this one out. Runners at second and third with one away for... any other ballpark, that's probably a home run. But just like the double Noelbert Romero hit in yesterday's game, you go to straightaway right here at Five County Stadium. It's about a 25, 30-foot high wall. And Benkozme hit right off the middle of it. Back home, that's a homer, but here we'll have to settle for a double. Infield plays back from the Mudcats in the first. De Leon at the plate, crowds the plate. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball, a little low for ball one. Prado at third, Benkozme at second, one out, top of the first. Shorebird trying to strike first. De Leon, five homers, 34 driven in, hitting an even 200. Cruz's pitch. De Leon takes a breaking ball that splits the middle for strike one. De Leon was 1-for-4 last night with a base hit, also walked. His league-leading 59th of the season. 1-1 pitch. De Leon swings and misses through a fastball inside. Tied him up a little bit. It's 1-2. De Leon's swings here over the past month have just looked so much more aggressive. First month and a half of the season, he looked very timid at the plate, was drawing all those walks, but wasn't really doing damage. Now all of a sudden, he's been barreling up baseballs left and right. The pitch. De Leon swings and misses, strikes out on a fastball outside. Cruz able to sit him down, a big first strikeout for him. Runners still at first, or second and third, rather, with now two away and Trendon Craig coming to the plate. Craig will try to pick up De Leon here. Craig had a really good game yesterday, was 3-for-5. Right-handed batter, second and third, 2 outs in the first. Here's the pitch. Craig takes a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone inside half for strike one. Craig now hitting 243 in OPS and an even 700. Two homers, 23 driven in. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Cruz looks back to second, now at third. Here's the pitch. And Craig checks his swing, ends up foul tipping it to the backstop. And it's 0-2. So Cruz on the verge of stranding two runners in scoring position. Craig will try to battle here. Second and third, 2 outs. Top of the first, no score for now. The kick in the 0-2, and Craig swats a fastball out of play, first base side. Stay at 0-2. Slightly overcast day here from Zebulon. A couple clouds overhead, sun not hitting us full tilt right now. Thankful for that. It's 11 o'clock, first pitch. Pretty muggy and hot to start the day. Temperature will only be rising throughout already in the high 80s. 0-2 again. And Craig swings and hits it high in the air out to center. Pulled it a little towards left center. Mendez over into the gap, puts it away for the final out here in the first. Shorebird Strand runners at second and third here to start their day. On to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing, and Carolina coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect some prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home after the first here from Carolina. Shorebirds go down scoreless in the top half of the first after stranding runners at second and third. Kids' Day here from Five County Stadium. Whole lot of kids and campers making their voices heard. You'll hear that throughout the broadcast. Hopefully I don't go stir crazy. Davey Cruz is on the mound for the Shorebirds, not much older than some of the counselors who are chaperoning some of these kids. Davey, 18 years old, making his third start of the season for the Shorebirds, his fourth appearance overall. So far in the year, no record, but a 2.19 ERA to this point. Left-handed pitcher, 5'11", 154, deals to Henry Mendez to lead off in the bottom of the first. The first pitch is swung on and fouled back for strike one. Davey, 18 years old, out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. Younger brother of former Shorebird host Wade Cruz, who was released. Last time out for Davey was back on the 7th at home against Salem. He went 4 1/3, striking out a Delmarva season-high 7. 0-1 pitch. Mendez swings and pops it up down the third baseline. The third baseman Romero backtracks into foul territory, and in the Mudcats bullpen puts it away for the first out of the game for Davey Cruz. Brings up the DH, Jefferson Caro. Cruz on the season, 12 2/3 innings now, has struck out 15, walked 8. Given up 8 hits, 7 runs, 3 earned. No decision against Salem as he gave up 4 runs, 2 earned. 3 hits, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts. The pitch to Caro is cut on and missed. A breaking ball on the back foot for strike 1. Caro hitting from the right side, the DH in today's game after catching yesterday for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch. Caro foul tips it, held on to by Monte Cone. It's 0-2. Cruz high black sock. Southpaw works from the third base side of the rubber. Time call to the plate, and Caro steps out. On the season, Caro hitting 258, a 723 OPS, 6 homers and 33 driven in. The wind and the pitch. Caro takes a fastball off the inside corner and bent backwards out of the way of it. Ball and two strikes. Flag right now fluttering just a little bit out towards left center. Five County Stadium can sometimes play small. The 1-2. Fastball sails high and away, and the count's even at 2. Defensively for the Shorebirds, left to rent the outfield, it's Craig Prado and Acevedo. Then on the infield, Romero, Ben Cosme, Valdez, and De Leon. 2-2 pitch. Caro swings and chops it foul at the plate to the on-deck batter. It's Eduardo Garcia. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It stays. 1 out, home half of the first. Scoreless game for now. Cruz gets his sign, winds and fires the 2-2. And the fastball sails high and away. Town moves full. Cruz's issue in his early career to this point has been the free passes. Last year down in the Dominican Summer League, he pitched well, but 24 walks in 45 innings. The pitch, Caro launches one, foul out of play down the left field side as he blasts it out of the ballpark. Count remains at 3-2. Cruz trying to sit down Jefferson Caro here. 1 out, nobody on. The 3-2 again, and Caro swings and misses. Fastball at 92, busting in on the hands. Cruz throws it by him, and there's 2 away here in the first. Brings up the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Garcia batting third today. Had an RBI single in yesterday's game, but was also the focal point of maybe the turning point of the game. The pitch takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Hitting 265 on the season, 719 OPS for the right-handed batter. He was the runner from first base when a double down the right field line. 2 outs in the fourth, the pitch misses up and away, 1-1. Garcia tried to score, and he was thrown out of the plate by a hair. Very next inning, the Shorebirds scored 3 in the 5th to take the lead for good. I think that play gave the Shorebirds the momentum. The pitch, it's cut on and missed. Fastball upstairs. Garcia can't lay off. And it's 1-2. Cruz trying to strike out back-to-back batters to end the bottom of the first. 2 outs, nobody on. Garcia wiggles the bat behind his head. High black Sox. The 1-2. He swings and floats it the other way into right. That's down for a base hit on a hop in front of Acevedo. Throws it into Valdez, the second baseman. Eduardo Garcia with a good piece of two-strike hitting. Takes a changeup on the outside corner, reaches for it, and just able to throw it the other way. First hit for the Mudcats in the game, and it extends the inning for Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos hitting 208 on the season, a 567 OPS for the right-handed slugger. 4 homers, 28 driven in. Square stance, hands held high. Cruz set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Nice stop by the catcher, Monte Cone. And it's 1-0. Chirinos homered in yesterday's game. Finished 1-for-3. Solo homer in the third inning off of Connor Grady. Tied the game at 1 at that point. It's a scoreless game right now. Bomb of the first. A snap throw over to first by Davey Cruz. And runner Garcia back in safely. Garcia 10-for-12 in stolen bases this season. Counts 1-0 on Chirinos at the plate. Cruz comes ready. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball high. Sails to the backstop. Garum's right back to Monte Cone, but up to second on the wild pitch is Garcia for ball two. And Cruz just lost the handle on that pitch. Slipped right out of his hand. Sailed way above Monte Cone. Straight to the netting. Now a runner in scoring position with 2 away for Chirinos. Ahead of the count, 2-0. Cruz checks in with the second base umpire, Charlie Welling, about how many pickoff moves he still has to second, even though the runner changed bases. Cruz has already used 2 moves here. And it's second, 2 outs. The 2-0 home to Chirinos. Fastball misses up and away, and it's 3-0. On deck, the catcher, Jose Cibrian. Cruz had 2 strikes, 2 outs, and nobody on here in the inning. Now all of a sudden, 3-0 on the cleanup man, Chirinos. Kick and the pitch. Tying away for ball 4, and Chirinos walks on 4 pitches. First and second now with 2 outs for Cibrian. Cibrian hitting 246, doing the catching here this morning. 654 OPS, 1 homer, and 15 driven in. Bats with runners at first and second, two away. Scoreless game at the moment, bottom of the first. Shorebirds and Mudcats, game 2-6 this week. First pitch, Holmes, a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. That's the first good one. The Cruz is snapped off here in the inning. This inning's starting to tax him a little bit now at 18 pitches. First and second, open stance. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball trickled foul down the third base line. Cruz quickly ahead of the count, 0-2. I think this is the biggest and best thing that Cruz can do for himself here in this start. Get ahead of Mudcats hitters and stay ahead. Gave up the two-out, two-strike single to Garcia, but then four straight wide ones to Chirinos. But now 0-2 on Cibrian. First and second, two outs. No score, bottom one. Cruz the set, here's the pitch. And it's fastball high and away. One ball and two strikes. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, except for Valdez at second, holding the runner close. Cruz comes to the ready. Feet close together. Looks back to second. Here's the pitch. And Cibrian swings and misses. A back foot breaking ball. Cut right over top of it. And Cruz with his second strike out of the first strands to a board to end the inning. Both teams strand a couple of runners on. On to the second, no score after one between the Shorebirds and Mudcats on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
With America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Shorebirds and Mudcats, game 2-6 this week. Scoreless game after an inning of play. Both teams stranding two runners on. Sam Jelinek with you here on a sun-splashed Wednesday morning. One of the few remaining day games the Shorebirds have on the schedule. Two of them actually come this week. Shorebirds playing at 11 o'clock today, and then they'll play at 1:05 come Sunday. Wilbert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds against Steven Cruz. The first pitch of the inning, Romero swings, pounds another ground through the hole right side. That's a base hit. Romero inside out, sit on into right field for a leadoff single here in the second. Good piece of hitting by Romero. Both his hits here this week have actually come the other way. Doubled off the right field wall in yesterday's game, his only hit. So a man at first to begin the second inning for the Shorebirds, and that brings up the right fielder, Steven Acevedo. Acevedo also played wall ball yesterday, like Romero. Cruz comes set. Here's the pitch. Acevedo takes a fastball on the inside black for strike one. Acevedo launched one high off the wall and deep straightaway center. Would have been a homer everywhere else, and instead he had to settle for a triple. Cruz from the belt, throws over to first, and Romero back in standing. Noelbert stole third base in yesterday's game, his 12th steal of the season. Acevedo from the right side, one homer, five driven in, hitting 151 with a 501 OPS. Cruz the set and the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebird trying to get on the board first here. Leadoff man on. So Romero at first, held on by Chirinos. Cruz to the ready of the pitch. And Acevedo off the end of the bat, able to just barely nick it foul up the first baseline. Stay at no balls and two strikes. Cruz gets his sign, comes ready. Hands together just above the belt. Looks at first, leg kick the pitch. And Acevedo swings and misses. Fastball cutting away from him. Can't connect. Second strike out of the game for Cruz. One away here in the second. Shorebirds didn't strike out in yesterday's game until the sixth inning. As the starting pitcher yesterday, Miguel Segura for the Mudcats, didn't strike anybody out. Jefferson Figueroa made up for lost time by striking out six. Now one away, a man at first for Aronson Plasencia. Throw over to first, and Romero back in standing. Plasencia back with the Shorebirds, playing in his ninth game with Delmarva. Hitting 172, 372 OPS. No homers, no RBIs, no extra base hits. 5 for 29. Here's the pitch. Romero runs from first. Plasencia takes a breaking ball down. The throw to second is a strike. And Romero thrown out trying to steal. That was a cannon by Jose Cibrian. Romero caught for just the fourth time this season. And there's two away here in the second. Pitch missed down and away to Plasencia, so the count's 1-0. Aronson, open stance from the right side. Bat rests on his back shoulder, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner at the knees. One ball and one strike. Two outs, now nobody on top of the second. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here from Five County. It takes down in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Plasencia batting eighth, trying to clear the bottom of the order for the Shorebirds. Michael Montecone, the last in the order, is on deck. Cruz from the full wind here, the pitch. Breaking ball, misses just down and away, and Plasencia controls the count, 3-1. Cruz, first base side of the rubber. Simple windup, lifts the leg, the pitch, and Plasencia late on the fastball, swings and misses, 3-2. A little bit too much of a reactionary swing from Plasencia there, especially trying to sit on a fastball. 3-1 count, got to be on time for it. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Plasencia cuts through it. And Stephen Cruz ends up facing the minimum here in the second after the leadoff single. On to the last of the second. It's Delmarva nothing and Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty ultimate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you hit the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second from Five County Stadium. It's Delmarva nothing and the Carolina Mudcats nothing. Davey Cruz back to work for the Shorebirds, stranded to a board in the first inning. Trying to go for a cleaner second. He nearly had himself a 1-2-3 inning in the first, but back-to-back two-out base runners made him work a little bit harder. Took him 22 pitches to get through the first. Cruz will be in tandem with Miguel Padilla here today. Padilla will come on after Davey. Hopefully go the rest of the way as the Shorebirds tandem yesterday. Connor Grady and Dylan Hyde managed to cover the entirety of the ballgame. Shorebirds short a couple of pitchers this week. First pitch from Davey Cruz to Hedbert Perez is cut on and missed for strike one as Hugo Beltran hit the IL prior to yesterday's game. Hugo, the most consistent Shorebirds reliever, had appeared in team-high 22 games as the 0-1 is dribbled on the ground up the middle on the backhand. The second baseman, Valdez Field, sets his feet, fires to first to retire Perez for the first out here in the second. Nice play by Valdez as he was playing Perez to pull towards the hole on the right side. That scamper up the middle, a nice play. And there's one away here in the second. Brings up the right fielder, Oswell Leones. Leones making his first appearance this week, hitting 211, 571 OPS for the left-handed batter. Cruz the rock, here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner at an even 90 for strike one. Davey, mostly fastball, curveball, changeup, and then some sort of cutter. 85 miles an hour, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. It's pretty flat. Doesn't have quite as much, or actually has more movement than a standard cutter, but doesn't really have the drop of a slider. 1-1 pitch. Leones chops it back to the middle beyond the second base bag. The shortstop bent retires Leones for the second out here in the second. Slight drizzle has started to fall, which isn't actually the worst thing in the world. Pretty much clear skies above us, but the spitting rain just providing a little bit of relief from the smothering heat. High 80s, very high humidity as well. Here's Luis Silva, 2 outs, nobody on. Cruz the rock, here's the pitch. It's down and in for ball one. Silva batting eighth, playing third base today for the Mudcats. 42nd game, hitting 160. 435 OPS, no homers and 8 driven in. Right-handed batter, hits from the back of the box. Slightly open stance. Cruz the southpaw, winds and fires. And the fastball misses up and away. Actually pops out of Monte Cohn's glove. 2-0. Scoreless game between the Shorebirds and Mudcats. Cruz has retired the first two here in the inning for the second consecutive inning. Trying to avoid putting two on like he did in the first. For a bit more expedient second. It's only taken him 7 pitches to retire the first two. 2-0 on its way. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Silva sitting fastball. Went hunting after the curveball and came up empty. 2-1. Cruz the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. Silva chased up and out of the zone. Tried to lay off of it but was already committed. And the count's even at 2. 2 outs, nobody on. Cruz looking for a 1-2-3 second. The rock and the pitch. Silva swings and misses. Breaking ball down and in. Cruz gets him to chase. Monte Cohn picks it. Tags out Silva to complete the strikeout and end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Davey Cruz. On to the third. No score after 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Two innings in the books here from Zebulon. It's scoreless between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here at the start of the top of the third. Mishael Montecon leads it off for the Shorebirds against Steven Cruz on the hill for the Mudcats. 9-1 and 2 due up. Shorebirds have put a couple of runners on through the first two innings, but haven't been able to move them around. Montecon from the right side leads it off doing the catching here today. Cruz the righty, winds and fires, and his first pitch misses just a little high with a fastball for ball one. Montecon playing in his 25th game, hitting 216, 496 OPS, no homers, two swings and pops it up. Back behind home plate, catcher Cibrian off with the mask, but that'll land back in the seats for strike one. So a ball and a strike on Montecon, leading off the top of the third in a scoreless game. Cruz from the first base side of the rubber, hands together at the letters, kicks and deals the pitch. Montecon takes a breaking ball down and away. 2-1, it's a slightly funky delivery for Cruz. It's mostly compact, but it's when he releases his leg towards the plate. 2-1, Montecon swings and pops it up, back and out of play again. Two balls and two strikes. He lifts his knee to his chest, and then instead of his leg moving as one towards home plate, he'll kick his foot out and then kind of hitch it before striding fully towards the plate. Makes for a little bit of deception. 2-2. Montecon takes a called strike three. He was walking back towards the Shorebirds dugout even before it hit Cibrian's mitt. Third straight strikeout for Cruz dating back to the second. And there's one away here to start the third. Back to the top of the order, and Luis Valdez. Valdez flying out to left his first time up. Switch hitter batting left. Cruz the rock, here's the pitch. And Valdez swings and blasts one out to deep straightaway center. Mendez going back, though. And the center fielder able to put it away in front of the warning track. There's quickly two away here in the third. So since the Shorebirds put runners at second and third with one out in the first, Cruz has managed to then allow just one more base runner. There was no Albert Romero single leading off the second, but he was caught stealing. So since Cruz has actually faced the minimum. Here's Elio Prado. He walked his first time up. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the third. Shorebird zip. Mudcat zip. The pitch. Prado takes a fastball down low for ball one. Prado winning 224, a 656 OPS. Slightly open stance from the right side. Posts his front heel up in the air. The pitch. Breaking ball loops in down the middle. And the count's even at one. Shorebirds going for their fifth consecutive win on the Mudcats, trying to avoid a seven-game losing streak. Here's the pitch. Prado takes a fastball on the inside corner. Lifted his arms out of the way, but it still snuck onto the edge. One ball and two strikes. Two outs, top of the third. Cruz trying to retire his sixth in a row. The pitch. Prado fouls it straight back. Stays alive at 1-2. Should say, actually, fifth in a row with a caught stealing worked in as well, counting for six outs total. Ball and two strikes on Prado. Cruz the rock. Here's the pitch. Prado takes a breaking ball low. And the count's even now at 2-2. Outfield shades Prado just slightly the other way. Cruz nods yes to the sign. Here's the pitch. Prado takes a fastball, called strike three. Inside corner. Prado again jackknifed out of the way. and was able to slice the edge. He's down looking, and Cruz with five strikeouts now through three scoreless innings. On to the bottom of the third, it's still scoreless between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelnick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelnick on the call, both home and away at 4:20. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th with Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the third here from Five County Stadium. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats here on Wednesday, now almost afternoon, 11:45 here on the East Coast. Sam Gelnick with you. Hope you're enjoying your morning thus far, and hopefully Shorebirds baseball making wherever you are doing work, or maybe you took the day off or you're playing hooky, just a little bit more enjoyable here today. Davey Cruz has certainly had a good one thus far. Through two innings, he struck out three, allowed just a hit and a walk. Set down the side in order in the second. 9-1-2 due up against him here in the third for the Mudcats. Jeremy Vargas leads it off, the second baseman. Cruz, the lefty, into his line. The first pitch, Vargas takes a fastball at the top of the zone at 90 for strike one. Halfway point of the season, Vargas coming in playing his 72nd game today. He's hitting 192 with a 600 OPS. Takes a rip of the 0-1 and slashes it out of play. Right field side, it's quickly 0-2. Right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Another thing that comes with the halfway point of the season is a lot of the scouting agencies, 1-2, this is down and in, and the count now even at 2-2. A lot of the scouting agencies will now take a new, fresh look at a lot of their preseason reports. That was actually the 0-2. I thought it was the 0-2. So now a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Vargas. A wave and a miss at a foul, and Cruz strikes him out for the first out here in the bottom of the third, his fourth punch out of the game. But outlets like Baseball America, MLB Pipeline, and Fangraphs have now started to rework their top 30 prospects as well as top 100 prospects within baseball. Baseball America just came out with their new top 30 for the Orioles system and a couple of former and current Shorebirds on the list. Fastball misses up and in to Henry Mendez to begin his at-bat. Leadoff man at the plate. One out, nobody on. Scoreless game, bottom of the third. Cruz, third base out of the rubber. Here's the pitch. And Mendez swings. It's a flare out towards second. The second baseman, Valdez, lunges for it, but it falls into shallow center for a base hit. Mendez aboard at first as he just barely gets it by the reach of Valdez, who fires the ball back into second. Frustrated he couldn't reel that one in. Snaps a streak of five in a row retired by Cruz. But Baseball America has guys like Daryl Hernandez, Justin Armbruster joining the top 30. Heston Kerstad in the top 10 in the Orioles prospect rankings as well. And a surprise addition at the bottom of the list at 27. First pitch here to Jefferson Caros, a fastball up high for ball one, is none other than the man currently on the mound for the Shorebirds, Davey Cruz. Cruz signed just last year by the Orioles, debuts on anybody's prospect list. The pitch, swing and a miss, back foot breaking ball, and the count's even at one. Baseball America slots him in at 27, saying that he's obviously got a lot of projectability left at just 18. 5'10", 150 pounds. He'll certainly add velocity. Snap throw over to first by Cruz, and back in with the dive is Mendez. But they call his fastball a very fascinating term, an invisible, which lines up with what you tend to see from Cruz on his start-to-start basis. Batter's just not comfortable against him. The pitch, swing and a miss. There's that invisible fastball thrown right by Caro. 1-2. Basically, they call it an invisible because of the way Cruz's fastball acts. His release height is relatively low, given he's not that tall, and his arm slot just a little bit above 3/4. The pitch. Caro swings and hits it high in the air out to right. Chases Acevedo back to the warning track, gets under it, and puts it away. Front of the wall for the second out here in the third. Mendez retreats back to first, second out of the inning recorded. But you combine Cruz's release height, the spin rate, and the amount of drop in the pitch, basically that there isn't all that much. It's a very flat approach angle to the plate, and batters have a tough time sizing it up. If you've ever watched the Minnesota Twins' Joe Ryan, his fastball very similar to that. Here's Eduardo Garcia, the three-hole hitter, takes a rip at the first pitch and grounds it through the hole left side for a base hit. Got in front of the breaking ball and pounds it through the hole left side for the second hit of the inning for the Mudcats. Men now at first and second with two away for Jesus Chirinos. But the other thing working in Cruz's favor is that he has a three-pitch arsenal right now that he can throw for strikes. Fastball, changeup, and curveball. The slider, but at such a young age that he has such a feel for the strike zone, lends to a lot of projectability. And Baseball America has taken note of it. First pitch now to Jesus Chirinos is down and in for ball one. They call Cruz a projectable, undersized lefty who's shown the ability to throw a trio of pitches for strikes. Although he's years away from making an impact for the Orioles, definitely the early stages of a very good developmental track. 1-0 is down the dirt to Chirinos for ball two. A little bit of a pickle here again with two away for Cruz, first and second. Chirinos the cleanup man at the plate, and Davey actually hasn't thrown a strike all day. Threw him four out of the zone his first time up, walked him. Now 2-0 the count here. Here's the pitch, and Chirinos takes high away for ball three. Still hasn't seen a strike from Cruz all day. Chirinos homered in yesterday's game. Solo shot his fourth of the season, hitting just 208 on the season. First and second, two outs. No score, bottom of the third. Cruz the set and the pitch, and Chirinos takes high and away, ball four. Eight pitches to Chirinos in the game. All eight have missed the zone as he walks for the second time. That loads the bases for Jose Cebrian. Cebrian struck out his first time up. Cruz will try to get him again here. When he struck him out back in the first, that strand amended first and second. Now trying to strand, the bases loaded. No score, bottom three. Here's the pitch. Cebrian takes a first pitch curveball that splits the middle for strike one. Cebrian open stance from the right side, doing the catching for the Mudcats today. One homer, 15 driven in. Cruz from the belt deals home, and Cebrian lashes it foul down the left field and into the seats. But Cruz now ahead in the count, 0-2. Bases juiced, two outs, last of the third. Shorebirds nothing, Mudcats nothing. Davey Cruz at the ready, down the hill, the 0-2. Breaking ball down and in, the hard slider. Cebrian lays off. And the count of ball and two strikes. Howfield straight away, infield straight up. Runners at every base for the Mudcats, threatening here with two outs. Bomb in the third, no score. Cruz ready. Lifts the leg, here's the pitch, and Cebrian takes a fastball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Davey from the third base side of the rubber leans in for a sign. Glove pressed up against his front knee, now straightens up, he's set. The 2-2 pitch, and Cibrian swings and misses. Breaking ball down, and Ann Cruz gets him to chase on the back foot for the second time today. Strikes him out, his fifth punch out of the game, and that does it for the Mudcats here in the third with Cruz stranding the bases loaded. On to the fourth, it's still Delmarva nothing and Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Three innings in the books here from Zebulon, North Carolina. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Davey Cruz has stranded five runners on here through the first three innings, striking out Jose Cibrian to end the third with the bases loaded. Shorebirds will try to crack the enigma that currently is Steven Cruz on the mound for the Mudcats. 3-4 and 5 due up. Into his wind, his first pitch to Frederick Benkozme is swung on and fouled off the plate for strike one. 3-4-5 due up for the Birds. Benkozme, De Leon, and Craig against Steven Cruz, who has now retired five in a row, including four of the past five by way of the strikeout. 0-1. Benkozme lifts it in the air out of play down the left field line. It's down the count 0-2. Benkozme doubled high off the right field wall this first time up. Shorebirds had second and third, one out back in the first, and couldn't push anything across. Right now, ruining that opportunity, given that they haven't had as good a chance since. Cruz from the first base side of the rubber. The righty gets his sign. Into his wind, here's the 0-2. And Benkozme, a dribbler up the first baseline, hugging the line, and right next to it, the first baseman Chirinos picks it up in fair territory and taps the bag to retire Benkozme for the first down. Now, nearly caught up to it, running down the line. Went out a better shot, just kicking it out of the way. But Benkozme retired for the first down here in the fourth. Brings up Isaac De Leon. He struck out his first time up. One out, nobody on. Outfield plays deep for De Leon. Right-on-right matchup with Cruz on the hill. Goes into his wind, the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball up and in for ball one. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless, top of the fourth. Delmarva trying to make it five wins in a row for just the second time this season. 1-0 pitch. De Leon swings and misses. One ball and one strike, and should they be able to pick up the win here today against Carolina, Shorebirds right now are tied with the Mudcats for fourth place in the second half standings. Delmarva would have a chance to essentially move higher up. The 1-1, De Leon, another big cut and a miss. One ball and two strikes. The Shorebirds, best place ever standings-wise, was after the first day of the season. One opening night against Fredericksburg, 9-6. They are tied for first after day one, and it's been all downhill since. The pitch, fastball misses up high for ball two. Since then, they've been in fourth and third a couple of times, but Shorebirds this year have spent a combined 61 days in last place, sixth place in the Carolina League Northern Division. 2-2. De Leon off the hands, fouls it straight back, able to stay alive. Nobody on, one out, top of the fourth. Scoreless game between the Birds and Mudcats here on Wednesday afternoon. Aside from the 61 days that Delmarva has spent in last place, they have spent a combined 21 days in every other position. 2-2, it's down and away in the dirt with a breaking ball, and De Leon works a full count, 3-2. Most of those days coming in fourth place, Delmarva has spent 12 days in fourth place this season. Obviously less than ideal to this point in the season, but that's why we play the two halves. 3-2. De Leon swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield, he's under it in the baseline, and he puts it away, backpedaling a couple of steps for the second out here in the fourth. Shorebirds with new life here in the second half. And although it didn't start out the way that they would have hoped, obviously dropping six in a row to Fredericksburg, they have worked their way back now to 6-10. And a shot maybe, just maybe, with another good week, good run of good play, Shorebirds could fight back to 500. Two out, nobody on for Trenton Craig. First pitch home, he waves away at a fastball in the inside corner. Realized he was pretty late on it, tried to go through with the swing anyway, and 93 caught up with him on the inside corner for strike one. Two outs, nobody on, scoreless game, top of the fourth. Cruise the rock and the pitch. It's down in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Cruise first base side of the rubber, angles himself towards the third base side. Steps into his wind, here's the pitch. And Craig fouls it straight back, 1-2. Trend in with a three-hit game last night. Two singles plus an RBI double. Was his second three-hit performance of the season, 9 multi-hit games total. Down on the count here, 1-2. Cruz with 5 strikeouts in the game, the pitch. And Craig fouls it straight back, able to stay alive. Ever since Craig went on that 9-game hitting streak, when he went 15 for 34 during that run at the start of June, he's cooled off considerably since. His average down now to 243, had been mostly at 275 during the streak. Maybe starting to turn a corner again, though. 1-2 pitch. Craig takes a breaking ball down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Remember, Craig started his tenure with Delmarva middle of May against Salem. It was just 1 for his first 16 and then rattled off a 23 for 81 run. Hit about 284. 2-2. Craig again late on the fastball, but able to pound it back and out of play. No score, top of the fourth, Shorebirds and Mudcats. Stephen Cruz trying to retire his 8th in a row. Base is empty here in the fourth. Craig at the plate, 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. And Trendin swings and misses at a breaking ball down the dirt. Blocked by Cibrian, will tag out Craig at the plate to complete the strikeout. And Stephen Cruz has retired 8 in a row and now has 6 punch outs on the afternoon. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's still a scoreless game here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Buck Globus here from Zebulon. Sam Jelinek with you here on Wednesday afternoon. Shorebirds playing game 2 of 6 against the Mudcats, trying to make it 5 wins in a row. Mudcats trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. 6-7-8 2-1 for Carolina. Perez, Leones, and Silva against Davy Cruz. The first pitch of the inning is swung on and fouled back and out of play for strike one. And actually, it is not Hedbert Perez. It is Gene Carmona pinch hitting for Perez, who has come out of the game. Carmona, switch hitter, batting from the right side. Here's the pitch, and Carmona gets under one and lobs it out to shallow left center. Center fielder Prado comes in and puts it away for the first out here in the fourth. So Carmona comes on. That means there is a slew of defensive changes forthcoming for the Mudcats here, with Carmona now playing third base. Luis Silva, who's actually due up third here in the inning, will obviously no longer be playing third base. Silva has moved to left field to take up now what was Perez's spot. First pitch to Oswell. Leones is a breaking ball in for a called strike. So curious why Perez came out. Don't want to make assumptions here. The 0-1. Fastball runs inside to Leones, hitting from the left side. And the count's 1-1, but when Perez grounded out to second back in the second inning, was a chopper up the middle. Luis Valdez made a nice play on it, but it was weakly hit. 1-1. Swung on and popped up down the third baseline, back onto the outfield grass. The third baseman Romero camps under it and makes the catch in fair territory for the second out here in the fourth. But I was surprised, honestly, that Perez didn't beat it out. So I'm not sure if he was taken out of the game due to not hustling, or if something in his legs went when he tried to bust it out of the box and had to be taken out due to injury. I don't have that answer for you right now, but Hedbert Perez out of the game. Here's the pitch to Luis Silva. That's from the right side, and it's down in the dirt for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on here in the fourth. Davey has had a little bit of trouble. 2 outs of the inning as the 2-0 misses down and into Silva for ball two. He's retired the first two in every inning thus far, but only once has had a 1-2-3 inning. Back in the first, he allowed the next two to reach. In the third, he loaded the bases. Sears the pitch, and it's fouled back and out of play, 2-1. Silva struck out his first time up. Two-one. Change up misses down and away, and Silva ahead in the count, 3-1. No score, bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds and Mudcats. Silva hitting for Carolina, batting eighth. Cruz the rock and the 3-1. And Silva takes fastball high for ball four. Davey loses him. And again, 1-2-3 inning is elusive to Davey Cruz. Brings up the 9-0 hitter, Jeremy Vargas. Carolina able to clear the bottom of the order now. Vargas hitting just 192, a 600 OPS. 3 homers, 24 driven in. Struck out his first time up. Cruz from the belt, comes set the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. Shorebirds, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. Mudcats, no runs, 3 hits, no errors themselves. Vargas, high black socks, bright red batting gloves, matching his Mudcats jersey. Cruz settles up, now the pitch. And it's swung on and blasted high in the air, just beyond second base. Shortstop and second baseman converge. Shortstop Ben Cosme makes the call and the catch on the outfield grass to retire Vargas and end the inning. Cruz works around the 2-out walk, strands him aboard, and after 4 innings complete, it's Delmarva nothing and Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look, there is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth here from Five County Stadium. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats here on Wednesday morning. Sam Jelinek with you. 6-7-8-2 up for the Shorebirds against Steven Cruz, who has now retired 8 in a row. Last man to reach is the man due up here in the fifth to lead it off. It's Noelbert Romero. Singled back in the second, but was then caught stealing. So since Romero's single, Cruz has actually faced the minimum. Romero pounded a grounder through the hole right side his first time up. Right on right matchup. Cruz the righty into his wide. Here's the first pitch. And it's a breaking ball missing inside for ball one. Cruz has struck out six, has walked one, given up just two hits. Two of the three base runners he's allowed came back in the first. The pitch. Breaking ball is down and away for ball two. Shorebird trying to make it five wins in a row. Tie them for their longest back in May against Salem and Fredericksburg. The pitch, Romero swings and pops it up. First base side, the first baseman Chirinos way off the line, initially was making the call, puts the second baseman Vargas to call him off and put it away for the first out here in the fifth. Winning streak like this for the Shorebirds would typically be the talk of the town in Salisbury, but right now the Shorebirds being overshadowed by the parent club, the Baltimore Orioles. Made it nine wins in a row last night with a win over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Here's Steven Acevedo batting seventh. Big right-handed batter. Struck out his first time up. The pitch home. Breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Orioles on a nine-game winning streak and phenomenal stat plucked out of seemingly thin air by Sarah Langs of MLB.com. 0-1. Acevedo swings and fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-2. The Orioles are the second team ever to lose 110 games the prior season and then have a nine-game winning streak the very next year. The only other team that did it was the 1888 Louisville Colonels. The pitch. Acevedo takes a breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. Colonels were 27-111 in 1889 after losing 110 games that season. So I should say the 1889 Colonels. The pitch, Acevedo chops it towards the hole left side off the glove of the third baseman Carmona, deflects the shortstop Garcia, who throws to first, and it's not in time. Acevedo able to beat it out. We'll see if it's an error on Carmona or a base hit for Acevedo. But Carmona went to his left, had the ball take off his glove, redirected straight up to the shortstop Garcia. Had enough presence of mind to glove the baseball, make a strong throw. But Acevedo hustling, able to beat it out. Brings up Aaronson Placencia with a man at first and one away. Scoreless game here in the top of the fifth. But anyways, the 1889 Louisville Colonels were 27-100. Cruz holds now the pitch. Placencia takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. And then the following year in 1890, ran off a winning streak of nine games or more. But not only did they do nine games or more by winning 10 in a row, they did it three separate times. Throw over to first, and Acevedo back in with the dive. They won 10 games in a row, 11 and 12. So the Cardinals went out and got some ringers. And I'd solely like to believe that as the Louisville Colonels, they were owned by Colonel Sanders back then, prior to his KFC money. The pitch, Acevedo runs, Plasencia hits a grounder towards third to his left, Carmona gloves, flings it across to retire Plasencia, makes the play this time, Plasencia out, Acevedo up to second, Shorebirds avoid the double play, as Plasencia retired at first, and Acevedo, if you're keeping score, has officially been given a reached on error by Carmona in E5, so Acevedo 0-for-2. But he's at second now with two away from Michael Montecone, the 9-hole hitter. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here in the top of the fifth. Right on right match up the pitch. And Montecone swings and hits it high in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Leones comes in, makes the call and the catch in shallow right to retire Montecone. The Shorebirds strand a runner out at second here in the fifth. We're halfway home. On to the bottom of the fifth, it's still the scoreless game between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity ball. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, on to the bottom of the fifth here from Five County Stadium. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and Mudcats to this point. The paddle for the Cruises. Davey Cruz, the Shorebirds, Steven Cruz for the Mudcats. Combined to throw zero after zero up on the board. Davey comes back out for the bottom of the fifth against the top of the order for the Mudcats, Mendez, Caro, and Garcia. Davey has danced around a good amount of trouble. He's stranded six aboard to this point. Two in the first, bases loaded in the third, and one last inning. Giving up three hits, a couple of walks, struck out five. Hendry Mendez digs in to lead it off, left-handed batter. Cruz, the southpaw, into his line, and the first pitch is swung on and popped up. Foul ground, third base side in front of the Mudcats. Dugout Montecone races after it, but the catcher can't get there in time. Lands on the warning track for strike one. Fair amount of foul territory here at Five County Stadium. A lot of room in front of the dugout. Not that much room, actually, behind the backstop. But between the dugouts and the foul lines, probably got about 75 feet to cover. Maybe a little bit more. 0-1 to Mendez. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. And what gets really strange, though, is actually down the lines. Very little foul territory. The 1-1. Mendez takes a fastball down and in for ball two. As the bullpen's coming to play down the first and third base lines. So that sucks up a good amount of surface area. And then once you get deep into the right and left field corners, there's virtually no foul territory. The pitch, it swung on and chopped on the ground to the first base side. De Leon, a smooth pick on the third hop, flips to Cruz at first for the out, retiring Mendez. As De Leon making on the season just his fifth start at first base. Eighth third baseman by trade makes the play. Flips to Cruz, retires Mendez for the first out here in the fifth. But in both corners, the right field sidewall presses right up against first and third base line. Here's Jefferson Carroll batting from the right side, takes a rip at the first pitch and just dings it foul at the plate for strike one. And when I say there is literally no foul territory down in those corners, I mean it. Foul line is pressed right up against the sidewall, which brings up an interesting scenario. The 0-1, it's rolling on the ground towards the whole left side of the backhand. The shortstop, Ben Cosme, field throws low to first, and De Leon saves him with a scoop. Good soft hands by De Leon displayed here in the inning. First on the ground, ball out, start of the frame, and then saves an error by Ben Cosme for the second out. Frederick did a good job getting deep into the hole at short, surrounded the baseball, set his feet. De Leon with a nice pick, two away here in the fifth. Brings up Eduardo Garcia, the 3-0 hitter. He's 2-for-2. The pitch. He swings, breaks his ball, and grounder towards the whole left side. This one sneaks through by the dive of Ben Cosme and on into left to base hit. Eduardo Garcia trades his bat for a three-hit game. He's 3-for-3 with three singles. So yet again, another two-out base runner allowed by Cruz. That just 1-1-2-3 inning that was back in the second, right now at 71 pitches. Trying to go five innings for the second time this season. Cleanup man, Jesus Chirinos at the plate. The pitch home, runner goes from first, pitch misses low, the throw to second is not in time. Valdez can't hold on to the throw, hits off the runner Garcia and stays around the bag, so that's a stolen base for Garcia. For Garcia, it's his 11th stolen base of the season. So he's in scoring position, has walked twice, has now seen nine pitches. All nine have been out of the strike zone. 1-0. Change up on the outside corner as Cruz finally finds the strike zone against Chirinos. One ball, one strike. No score, bottom of the fifth. Mudcats threatening, though. A man out at second with two away. Bottom of the fifth. Cruz the set. Here's the pitch. And Chirinos tags it in the air out to right. Acevedo back a couple of steps. In front of the warning track, reaches out and puts it away to retire Chirinos. And Strand Garcia out at second. Five scoreless frames for Davey Cruz here this afternoon. On to the sixth. Still no score between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats, still searching for our first run of the game. Davy Cruz and Steven Cruz with the dueling zeros up on the board through the first five. Top of the order due up for the Shorebirds here. Luis Valdez leads it off with Miguel Padilla now warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so it looks like Davy Cruz might be done after five scoreless today. His second outing this season of five shutout frames. Valdez, switch hitter, stands in from the left side. League leader in stolen bases with 42. Here's the pitch coming home from Cruz, and Valdez swings and misses. Change up, down, and away for strike one. Valdez 0 for 2 is flied to left and flied to center. Third baseman Carmona plays a step behind the bag and off the line at third. Here's the pitch. Valdez takes down and away. One ball and one strike. Valdez last week against Salem, 6 for 19. Six more stolen bases. Catcher sets up in. Here's the 1-1. Valdez takes a breaking ball. The knee is outside half. It's 1-2. Shorebirds has two hits in the game. They've drawn one walk as well. Not a whole lot doing against Cruz. 1-2. Valdez swings and misses. Fastball up in the zone. Can't connect at 90 miles an hour. Cruz strikes him out. His seventh punch out of the game. And there's one away here to begin the sixth. Cruz was coming off of a very strange outing. His last time out against Kannapolis, where he went six innings, but allowed five runs on nine hits, struck out seven. Here's Elio Prado, 0 for 1, and swings of the first pitch, rifles it off the mound and on into center for a base hit as it skips off the side of the mound, a hard ground ball, smacked straight back up the middle for a base hit, and Prado aboard with just the third hit of the game for the Shorebirds. He is at first with one away for... Cruz is trying to complete six innings for the third straight start. Started back on July the 1st when he threw six scoreless against Fayetteville, striking out five without walking a batter. The walk that he allowed actually to Prado back in the first inning today. First pitch to Ben Cosme. He shows bunt, drops it down the third base side. Catcher Cibrian comes out to field it, throws to first, wide of the bag. Chirinos has to come off. Ben Cosme safe at first with what should be a bunt base hit. Beautifully done by Frederick Ben Cosme. Yet another extra or multi-hit game for Ben Cosme. Freddie Bass Knox does it again. His 11th multi-hit game of the season in just his 28th game played. And the Shorebirds threatening with one out here in the sixth. First and second in a scoreless game. But the walk for Prado was actually the first one that Cruz had allowed since back on the 25th of June against Down East. First and second, one out for Isaac De Leon. Cleanup man for the Birds. Cruz from the stretch, the pitch. De Leon takes a breaking ball high for ball one. De Leon with quite possibly the biggest strikeout of the game back in the first. Had second and third with one out. And popped to second back in the fourth. 1-0. De Leon chops it foul down the first, or third base side rather. One ball and one strike. Warming up out in the bullpen for the Mudcats is Jason Pena. Right-handed pitcher. Cruz right now with 78 pitches. First and second, one out. Here's the pitch. And De Leon off the hands, pops it back and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Miguel Padilla has stopped throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Now making his way to the Birds dugout. Looks like he'll come on when we go to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds trying to send him out with the lead and give Davy Cruz the opportunity to win his first start here with the Shorebirds. 1-2 pitch. De Leon takes high. Fastball up and out of the zone. And the count's even at 2-2. First and second, one out for the Shorebirds. No score, top of the sixth. Birds trying to win their fifth game in a row. Cruz to the ready. Stares at second, now the pitch. And De Leon swings and misses, slams his bat down against the ground. Cruz strikes him out for the second time today. His eighth in the contest. Ties a season high for him. And there's two away. And it'll be up to Trenton Craig. Still Prado out at second, Ben Cosme at first. And Craig stands in 0 for 2 after a three-hit game yesterday. First pitch on its way. And Craig swings and misses through the fastball for strike one. Just a little up and out of the zone, Craig couldn't lay off. First and second, two outs. Right on right with Trenton Craig at the plate. The pitch. Takes a fastball inside. Snap throw back to second. Prado's picked off. He makes his way to third. Here's the throw, and he's out. Elio Prado picked off the bases for the second consecutive game. Was picked off a third yesterday. Cibrian throws behind him at second. Here to end the sixth. Prado caught stealing at third to end the Shorebirds threat. On to the bottom of the sixth. Still the scoreless game between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
To care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moment's prayer. We show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Del Marva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's Pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Shorebirds again go down scoreless in the top of the sixth after putting the first two runners on of it with one out. Elio Prado picked off a second to end the threat. And Miguel Padilla comes on for Davey Cruz on this TechNet call of the bullpen to begin the bottom of the sixth. Sam Jelinek with you. It's now Miguel Padilla out on the bump after Davey Cruz goes five scoreless innings for the second time this season. Strikes out four, walks three, allows four hits, but won't be a factor in the decision here this afternoon. Padilla comes on, will have 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Mudcats. Jose Cibrian leads it off. Right-handed batter. Padilla from the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch is a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Padilla, 6'2", 180 pounds. Right-handed pitcher making his third outing with the Shorebirds, his second in relief. No record, a 3-even ERA. The pitch, it swung on and hit high in the air out to left. This will stay in the yard. Craig actually comes in a couple of steps, and the left fielder puts it away in straightaway left. Padilla threw 6 3 innings now, has struck out 5 and walked 4. 3 hits, 2 runs both earned. Last pitch back on Sunday in Game 2 of the Twin Bill against the Salem Red Sox. Was a part of the first shutout of the season for Delmarva. Went an inning and a third. First pitch now to Gene Carmona. This is down and away for ball one. Carmona, switch hitter, bats from the left side here after flying out to center his last time up from the right side. Here's the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a called strike one. Padilla, an inning and a third on Sunday, allowed a hit. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts. The pitch. Carmona takes a breaking ball down and in for ball two. Miguel, 20 years old, out of Venezuela, originally signed by the Astros back in 2018. High set. Here's the pitch. And Carmona takes a heater down and in. Padilla falls behind the count 3-1. Padilla was traded to the Orioles back on July the 29th, 2020. Was the player to be named later. Technically, Padilla wasn't sent to the Orioles until November. The 3-1. Carmona takes a breaking ball that loops in at the top of the zone. Three balls, two strikes. Hector Velasquez traded from the Orioles to the Astros after O's had claimed him off of waivers from the Red Sox. 3-2. Carmona waves away at a slow breaking ball, 73. On the outside corner, Padilla strikes out Carmona for the second out here in the sixth. Jason Pena is still throwing out in the Mudcats bullpen, so it looks like Steven Cruz might be done after six innings and a quality start. First pitch to Oswell Leonis is a breaking ball that misses just off the outside corner for ball one. No score between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here in the last of the sixth. Game 2-6 this week. Shorebirds trying to win. They're just off the outside corner for ball two. Miguel Padilla in his first inning out of the bullpen, looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Outfield shades Leonis the other way. He is 0-2 today. He's grounded to short and popped out to third. The pitch. Leonis checks his swing, and the breaking ball actually gets him on the back foot. Stumbles out of the box a little bit. Drops the bat, takes off the shin guard and the elbow guard, and will walk on down to first as a two-out base runner. And although it's a new pitcher out on the mound for the Shorebirds, that is now the fourth time today that a Shorebirds pitcher has actually retired the first two of the inning and failed to capitalize with a 1-2-3 frame. Hasn't come back to bite the Shorebirds yet. They've given up extra base runners and you're just begging for trouble. Here's Luis Silva, left fielder, batting from the right side, and the first pitch to him is a fastball high for ball one. Padilla snaps his mitt as he gets the ball back for Monte Cohn, frustrated with himself here. Man at first, two outs, bottom of the sixth, no score. Padilla high set the pitch, and it swung on and skied out to shallow right. Second baseman Valdez camps under it, backpedals a touch, and puts it away for the final out here in the sixth. Padilla works around the two-out hit by pitch. Retires Silva, strands a man aboard, and we're on to the seventh. Still no score between the Mudcats and the Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Six scoreless innings in the books between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats here on Wednesday afternoon. Sam Jelinek with you. Start of the seventh. Both teams still searching for their first run of the game. Jason Pena comes on to replace Steven Cruz on this TechNet call to the bullpen for the Mudcats after Cruz goes six scoreless innings. Ties a season high with eight strikeouts, allows four hits and a walk. First pitch to Noelbert Romero is slashed out of play for strike one, or Trenton Craig Beg your pardon, as Craig was at the plate when Elio Piranha was picked off a second to end the sixth. Top of the seventh, no score. Pitch from Pena to Craig is on the outside corner for strike, or just off the outside corner, beg your pardon, thought it had the edge. The count even at one. Pena, another red-handed pitcher, 6-1, 165 from the stretch with no air. Out to shallow right center, second baseman Vargas backpedals into the gap and puts it away for the first out here in the seventh. Craig falls 0-3. Pena making his second appearance with the Mudcats. His first one came last week. He allowed three runs to the Cannonballers one run over three innings on two hits, four walks, striking out seven, and also hit two batters. A little bit of control issues for him, but he managed to work around it. 19 years old out of Santo Domingo in the DR. First pitch, Noelbert Romero is swung on and fouled back and out of play for strike one. Pena this season started down in the Arizona Complex League for the Brewers. Had a 3-even ERA, 13 strikeouts, and just one walk over his final three games down in the complex. The pitch, Romero takes up and away for ball one. Pena, high Black Sox from the stretch with nobody on base. Comes set of the belt. Here's his 1-1. And Romero takes a breaking ball down and away for ball two. Game 2 of 6 here this week between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Delmarva trying to make it 5 wins in a row. Romero 1-for-2 today, the pitch. Fastball able to chisel the outside corner. Romero doesn't really like the call, but not his call to make. 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Some grayer clouds have now covered up the sun, the pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball down and away. Goes to the backstop, and the count's full. Had a couple of the sprinkles on and off throughout the entirety of today. Right now, it's still just spitting a little bit. With these impending clouds coming overhead, certainly spelling a little bit more rain than I think we'd like at this point. 3-2 pitch. Romero chops it on the ground towards second, charging in for him. The second baseman Vargas gloves and throws the first from the infield grass here in the seventh. So two up, two down for Pena out of the bullpen. And that brings up the right fielder, Steven Acevedo. Acevedo 0-for-2, reached on an error his last time up. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here in the seventh. Pena from the belt, the pitch. And Acevedo takes a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Two outs, nobody on for Acevedo. Outfield plays him deep, the pitch. And he swings and dribbles it off the end of the bat to the backstop. No balls, two strikes. Pena trying for a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen. Comes ready, the pitch. And Acevedo checks his swing on a fastball up and out of the zone. 91 there from Pena. And the count's 1-2. Rain's starting to fall just considerably harder now. It's like we said, the gray clouds coming in overhead a bit thicker than you'd like. The pitch. Acevedo takes a breaking ball down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Certainly not hard enough at this point to even think about putting the tarp on the field. Rain actually providing a good amount of relief here on a hot and muggy Wednesday afternoon. 2-2 pitch. Acevedo weighs off, breaking ball misses the mark outside. And Stevens gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Flags fluttering straight out to center with the larger droplets now falling from up above. Two outs, top of the seventh, no score, nobody on, the 3-2. And Acevedo swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. He laid off the prior two, but can't lay off there. Pena strikes him out as he fires a 1-2-3 seventh, his first inning out of the bullpen. On to the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Tom. Follow all the Shorebirds actions you're anywhere all the time. Well, now you can at MLB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head over to Shorebirds.com. click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds on the screen with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around the Village of upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend at Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cobb, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the seventh here from Zebulon, North Carolina. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats still. Both teams stringing up zero after zero up the scoreboard to this point. Miguel Padilla tossed a scoreless sixth for the Shorebirds. He'll try to do it again here in the seventh as the rain that had been spitting in the top of the inning is now stopped again. 9-1-2 due up for the Mudcats. The first pitch to Jeremy Vargas is fouled off at the plate for strike one. Vargas 0-2, both at-bats coming against Davey Cruz, who authored five scoreless innings for the Shorebirds here this afternoon. Padilla, the righty, works on the stretch with nobody on. A high set, the pitch. And Vargas takes on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Vargas hitting on the ninth spot, playing second, faces Padilla and his arsenal of breaking balls, primarily fastball, and then a couple of different curveballs. 0-2. Fastball, breaking ball misses in. 1-2. Padilla has a very slow one at about 72. Floats in like a bubble. Then a harder one at 77. And an even harder one than that at 82. It's 1-2 on Padilla, or on Vargas, beg your pardon, as the pitch misses inside. 2-2. The fastball mostly sits between 87 and 89. Certainly come to life here to kick off the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses just a touch high. And the count's full, 3-2. Not only is it camp day for the Mudcats here for this early start, they have also littered the ballpark with water balloons, a dunk tank, and water guns. Be careful on the concourse. 3-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the outside corner. Padilla freezes Vargas for the first down here in the seventh. Sliced and diced to the outside edge. Miguel Padilla, gutsy pitch to the 9-0 hitter leading off the seventh in a scoreless game. Goes breaking ball. Finds the corner for the first out here in the seventh. Lineup flips the top now, and Henry Mendez. It's 1-for-3. A left-handed batter takes a first pitch fastball up and away for ball one. Mendez from the left side, a square stance, the pitch. He swings and misses for a fastball that are high. 1-1. One pitch. It's down in the dirt. Easy take for Mendez. And the count's 2-1. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up. The pitch. Breaking ball. Bouncing the ground up the middle. On the backhand, the second baseman, Valdez Fields, throws on the run. In time. What a play by Luis Valdez. Scampering up the middle, he fields beyond the second base, back in the backhand, throws on the run, and gets Mendez by a half step. ends up in shallow left field as momentum takes him all the way out there. Gets Mendez with a second out here in the seventh. Luis Valdez is starting to seriously make some waves within the Orioles organization. Defensively up the middle at second and center, first pitch to Jefferson Caro's cut on and missed for strike one. Leads the Carolina League in stolen bases, his versatility, he's hitting over 270. Starting to really make a name for himself. 0-1 on its way to Jefferson Caro. He swings and launches it high in the air back beyond second. Shortstop Van Cosme calling for it on the outfield grass. He puts it away to retire Caro, and Miguel Padilla throws a 1-2-3-7. On to the eighth. It's still Delmarva nothing and Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, still a scoreless game between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Sam Jelinek with you as Cascada blasts in the background. Here in the triangle, that song famous at Cameron Indoor. Every time we touch in the Shorebirds and Mudcats, well, they haven't touched anything today. It's a scoreless game, top eight, both teams with four hits but no runs. Aaronson Plasencia leads it off here in the eighth, 8-9-1, due up against Jason Pena. The first pitch to Plasencia is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Plasencia 0-2, struck out and grounded to third. Right-handed batter open stance. Pena from the belt, the pitch. Fastball just up and away for ball one. Pena leans in for the sign, sees something he likes, comes set. Here's the pitch. Plasencia takes a breaking ball on the outside black. It's 1-2. Steven Cruz went the first six for the Mudcats here today. Struck out eight. Allowed four hits and one walk. Pena came on for the seventh and retired the side in order. Now 1-2 on Plasencia, the pitch. Misses just off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes on Plasencia, the pitch. He swings and just fouls it off the plate. Able to stay alive. Two balls and two strikes. Flag fluttering ever so slightly out towards right center now. Lane has stopped. Here's the pitch. Plasencia takes a fastball barely on the outside corner. Plasencia goes down looking for the first out here in the eighth. Brings up Michael Montecone. Shorebird's catcher batting ninth. Monte Cone from the right side with his back pocket flipped out. Here's the pitch. Takes a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Monte Cone fly to right his last time up. He's 0 for 2. Also struck out looking back in the third. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Monte Cone can't lay off. And the count's 0-2. Pena looking for his third straight strike. Out the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball inside ties Monte Cone up in knots. And there's two away here in the eighth. Lineup flips the top now in Luis Valdez. Luis 0 for 3. Shorebirds would love to get Valdez on and let him run. Leads the league in stolen bases with 42. Switch hitter batting left, the pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner for ball one. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here on the top of the eighth. Nobody on, 2 outs for Valdez. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes a fastball off the outside corner for ball two. Left fielder Silva plays shallow. Rest of the outfielders play straight away. The 2-0 pitch. And Valdez late on the heater, swings and misses. 2-1. Shorebirds nothing, Mudcats nothing, top of the eighth. The 2-1 home to Valdez. And Lopez Silva back, settles up in front of the warning track and puts it away for the final out here in the eighth. Jason Pena has seen six and retired six out of the bullpen. On to the bottom of the eighth, still no score here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Just
texting
you back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Still nothing but zeros as we go to the bottom of the eighth here from Zebulon, North Carolina. It's Delmarva nothing and Carolina nothing. Sam Jelinek with you, bottom of the eighth, 4-5, against Miguel Padilla. Padilla on for his third inning of relief after Davy Cruz win the first five scoreless. Shorebirds pitching after Dylan Hyde had 3 shutout innings to end his night, and Connor Grady had 2 shutout to end his night as well. It's now 12 consecutive scoreless innings thrown by the Shorebirds pitching staff. First pitch to Eduardo Garcia. Breaking ball just off the outside corner for ball one. Garcia hitting third is 3 for 3 with 3 singles. Accounts for 3 of the 4 hits the Mudcats have total. The pitch. Fastball misses inside off the corner. Garcia jumps back and out of the way. 2-0. Padilla from the stretch, the 2-0. Breaking ball is on the inside corner, 2-1. Padilla has such confidence in those breaking balls. Throw them in any count, anywhere. Inside, up, outside, up, down. 2-1 on Garcia. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and popped back and out of play. First base side. Two balls and two strikes. Padilla gets his sign, straightens up. The 2-2 swung on and blasted deep down the left field line, but that'll hook foul. Count stays at 2-2, and it stays a scoreless game for now. Padilla, glove pressed up against his chest, gets his sign, comes ready. The 2-2 again. Fastball up and in. Padilla checks his swing. The fastball hit him on the hand. They'll appeal to first. He's able to hold up on the swing as Padilla hits Garcia on the left hand. He's walking it out down the third base line. The manager and third base coach, Victor Estevez, will come and meet him. And Garcia stays in the game. He's aboard to lead off the eighth. And the Shorebirds have let the leadoff man reach. Brings up the first baseman and cleanup man, Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos has walked twice and also flied out to right. The go-ahead run at first, that's Garcia. He's stolen a base already today. A throw over to first, and he dives back to the bag safely. Now 11 stolen bases on the season. He's been caught twice. Chirinos from the right side, spread out stance, hands held high. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball off the inside corner for ball one. How aggressive does Carolina want to get? Scoreless game, bottom eight. Go-ahead run at first, nobody out. Cleanup man at the dish. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, fastball, a called strike. The throw to second is deflected on into center. Getting up off his stomach, Garcia, he goes to third, claps his hands together, he's pumped up, and the Mudcats have the go-ahead run at third with nobody out here in the eighth. Second stolen base of the game for Garcia. The throw was high, Valdez jumped for it, had it tip off his glove. And Garcia takes third, the pitch. It swung on and lined into shallow left. Craig towards the alley makes the catch. Tagging from third, here comes Garcia. The throw to the plate, not in time. Scoring standing Garcia on the sacrifice fly. And the Mudcats strike first here in the eighth. It's 1-0 Carolina here on the bottom of the eighth. Chirinos with his 29th RBI of the season. Bases now empty, one away for Jose Cibrian. Have a hit. The Mudcats get the first run of the game here in the eighth. First pitch to Cibrian is on the inside corner for strike one. Cibrian from the right side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Cibrian 0 for 3, has struck out two times today. In danger of being set down a third time here. One out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. It swung on and lofted high in the air to straightaway center. Prado packs up a couple of steps, camps under it, and the center fielder puts it away for the second out here in the eighth. Mudcats 1, Shorebirds nothing here in the last of the 8th. When we go to the 9th, Shorebirds now down a run. We'll have 2, 3, and 4 due up. Here's Gene Carmona, switch hitter, batting left. First pitch. Carmona swings and hits it in the air onto deep right center. Acevedo back towards the gap. Right fielder wanders into the alley and puts it away for the final out here in the eighth. But the leadoff hit batter comes around to score, a stolen base, a throwing error, and a sac fly. And after eight complete, it's the Mudcats 1 and the Shorebirds nothing. Shorebirds need 1 to tie, 2 to take the lead in the 9th here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hat identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last chance for the Shorebirds, trailing the Mudcats 1-0 as we go to the top of the 9th here from Zebulon. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds pitching has been stellar today, but the Mudcats have been just barely better. Steven Cruz and Jason Pena trying to combine for a shutout here for the Mudcats on Wednesday afternoon. Carolina finally took the lead in the bottom of the 8th, a hit by pitch, followed by stolen base, an error, and then a sacrifice fly. Give the Mudcats a 1-0 lead. Shorebirds, 4-game winning streak on the ropes now. Have 3 outs to try to tie the game, force the bottom of the 9th, or maybe even take the lead. Elio Prado leads it off. He is 1-for-2. Has singled and walked, also struck out. 2, 3, and 4 due up against Jason Pena, who out of the bullpen has retired 6 in a row. The pitch. Prado takes, down and away for ball 1. Pena has struck out 3 of the 6 he's seen out of the bullpen as well. The righty comes set at the belt, the pitch. Prado takes a breaking ball that splits the middle for strike 1. Elio taps the plate, looks out at Pena. Prado hit his first Delmarva homer yesterday. Homer here would tie it, the pitch. Prado takes, here on the inside corner, it's 1-2. Right for the Shorebirds. 1-2 pitch. Prado, it's a bouncer back to the mound. Speared by Cruz at his belt. He'll run it over to first. And flip to Chirinos to retire Prado for the first out here in the 9th. Seven in a row retired by Pena out of the bullpen. Looking for his first save here with the Mudcats. Steven Cruz went the first 6, allowed just 1 walk, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts, tying a season high for him. Now Frederick Benkozme, first pitch. Benkozme takes down and away for ball 1. Benkozme is 2-for-3. Bunt base hit his last time up, also doubled off the wall and right his first time up. Left-handed batter, Pena the righty deals home. And Benkozme takes outside for ball 2. Benkozme started the Shorebirds game-winning rally back on Sunday in the 7th with a double down the left field line. Can he come through again to start a game-saving rally here in the 9th? The 2-0. Benkozme rips it on the ground to first. Back of the bag, Chirinos fields down the line, though. And the first baseman takes it to the bag himself to retire Benkozme for the second out here in the 9th. Brings up Isaac DeLeon, the final hope in this one for the Shorebirds. De Leon is 0-3, has struck out twice and popped a second. Isaac has homered five times this season. A sixth would tie it here in the ninth. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes just a little outside for ball one. Right on right matchup. Pena has retired 8 in a row out of the bullpen. The pitch. De Leon takes a breaking ball that sweeps onto the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Out straight up. Kicking the pitch. And De Leon cracks it on the ground to short hit softly. Coming in for it, Garcia gloves, throws in the run, retires De Leon. And the Mudcats take game two of the series by a final of 1-0. Jason Pena retires 9 in a row out of the bullpen for the Mudcats. Pick up the save as Carolina shuts out the Shorebirds here on Wednesday afternoon. Mudcats take this one by a final of 1-0. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score here from Zebulon is the Carolina Mudcats 1 and the Delmarva Shorebirds nothing. Postgame show is next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 42. Welcome back to Zebulon, North Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds drop a Wednesday morning slash afternoon contest to the Carolina Mudcats. Let's walk you through how this one happened. It's not a whole lot to go over, just one run in the game. Shorebirds offense never got it going. Mudcats offense didn't really either, as the only run in the game ended up being unearned. Came in the eighth inning, as Eduardo Garcia was hit by a pitch to start the frame, then stole second and went to third on the play as the throw was sailed into center. Came in to score immediately on the Jesus Chirino sack fly to left, and that was all the Mudcats needed. As Steven Cruz started for Carolina, went six shutout innings, ended up not factoring into the decision, however, though. Allowed four hits, walked one, and struck out eight. Davy Cruz on the flip side for the Shorebirds went five shutout innings as well. Allowed four hits, three walks, and struck out four. Final line scores in this one for Delmarva: no runs, four hits, one error. They strand four. Carolina, one run, four hits, one error. They strand eight. Jason Pena picks up the win for the Mudcats, as I had forgotten that Cruz had already come out of the game with the Mudcats not having taken the lead yet, so no save for Pena. Instead, he gets the win. He goes three perfect innings, 7th, 8th, and 9th, striking out three to record his first victory, with the Mudcats improving to 1-0. Miguel Padilla takes the hard luck loss for the Shorebirds. He goes three no-hit innings, allows an unearned run. Didn't walk anybody, struck out two, but did hit a batter. Started this one at 11:04, finished at 1:08. Time of game, 2 hours and 4 minutes, in front of 3,038 here from Five County Ballpark on July the 13th, 2022. Delmarva with a loss, falls to 27-55 on the season, 6-11 here in the second half. They are now 12-32 on the road, and their four-game winning streak comes to improve to 41-42 overall. They are now 7-10 here in the second half. They are 25-16 here at home, and they snap a six-game losing streak. Go ahead, take a look at some of the scores from the people and places that you care about. First up, Birdland scores, who we playing a early contest against Akron. Right now, the Bay Sox lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth, still threatening with runners at first and second and one away. Norfolk and Worcester all get going at 6:35 tonight. Mike Bauman on the hill for the Tides, while Aberdeen and Jersey Shore play at 7:05 with Houston Roth towing the rubber for the Ironbirds and Heston Kerstad's High A debut. Around the rest of the Carolina League, Down East and Columbia also played an 11 a.m. first pitch. Right now, it's the Fireflies 8 and the Wood Ducks 4 in the bottom of the 8th. Other games getting going soon. Salem and Kannapolis, a 1:05 first pitch from Salem. Wickelman Gonzalez on the mound for the Red Sox. Charleston and Lynchburg due for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Fayetteville, Myrtle Beach at 7:05, as well as Fredericksburg and Augusta. As Kannapolis and Salem actually will be playing a doubleheader today following their 1 o'clock first pitch, playing the resumption of their game that was suspended yesterday. Salem right now holds a 3-1 lead in the top of the fifth of that suspended game. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. I actually forgot one. That would be the big league club, the Orioles. They play at 8:05 tonight against the Chicago Cubs, trying to make it 2 in a row over the Cubs and 10 wins overall. Spencer Watkins on the mound for the O's, 2-1 with a 4.15 ERA, goes up against Justin Steele for the Cubs. Orioles at 44-44. 500. Unreal. Going for 10 wins in a row, trying to go above 500 for the first time this late in the season, probably since, I'd imagine, 2016. So the Orioles will try to make it 10 in a row, as hopefully the magic that the Shorebirds didn't have today goes towards the big league club in Chicago at Wrigley. Now, that's all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds back to a normal start time. Be playing Zebulon at 5 County Stadium against the Mudcats. It'll be Edgar Portes on the mound for the Shorebirds. He's 0-3 with a 4.15 ERA. Edwin Jimenez is on the mound for the Mudcats. He is 2-4 with a 4.52 ERA here on the season. 7 p.m. is first pitch. Pre-game show. We'll talk to you at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for today's broadcast. As always, a big thank you for tuning into this one. Big thanks from me to you for keeping me company here on this Wednesday afternoon. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score. It's the Carolina Mudcats 1 and the Delmarva Shorebirds nothing. Shorebirds shut out as their four-game winning streak comes to a close. Davy Cruz, 5 shutout innings. Miguel Padilla, 3 innings, allowed just an unearned run, but not enough, as the Birds shut out here on Wednesday against the Mudcats 1-0, snapping their four-game winning streak. Until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.